Once again, I greet you in the precious name of Jesus. A joy to share with you life-changing truth. These truths are not just a theory that I've gotten out of a book, but truths that we have proven for half a century of ministry.
Kebenaran ia sanes kong teori nu dicandak dina hiji buku nanging kebenaran ia parantos dibeltoskan selami setengah abad pelayanan abdi.
We've already had three sessions along this same theme.
Urang parantos ngerengsikeun tilu sesi ngawitan.
And now I'd like to take you from the known to the unknown.
Ayeuna abdi beres nyandak sadek kana terang kana henteu terang.
From your limitations to God's limitless resources.
Dina keterbatasan orang kana sumber-sumber Allah anu henteu aya batasna. Allah teh
God is a supernatural God.
Supra alami.
So it's only natural that he would have a supernatural family.
Wajar mami anjeunna kagungan ku lawarga supra alami.
So I'd like for us to think along the theme living and giving beyond the possible.
Hirup sareng masihan nu langkung. Janten teh mana.
Open your Bibles this morning to Hebrews chapter 10.
Buka Alkitab saudarek, kena Ibrani pasal 10.
Beginning in verse 35.
Kawitan dina ayat 35.
And we will read until the end of the chapter.
Urang baris ngaos dugi ka ayat akhir pasal ieu.
And then we'll begin with verse 1 and verse 6 and other verses in Hebrews 11.
Urang kawitan ti ayat 1. Genep sareng ayat-ayat sanes ti Ibrani 11.
Cast not away therefore your confidence which hath great recompense or reward.
Omat ayeuna ulah nepi ka pecak iman sareng percaya gede piganjaranana.
For you have need of patience that after you have done the will of God you might receive the promise.
Kalakonan pangrasa Allah ngesan menangkeun ganjaranana meredih kasabaran nu luar biasa.
For yet a little while he that shall come will come and will not tarry.
Dari sakeudeung deui pisan anjeunna nu geus mutuskeun bari sumping tantu ganjang-ganjang sumping moal diengke-engke.
Now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him.
Anu aribada asal terus tingkin ka kami tinang tu hirup, tapi sing saha anu undur ku kami moal dipisuka.
We are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul.
Tanggai urang ka asup ka anu rek undur ti mantena nepi ka cilaka, mugi-mugi urang mah salamet lantaran iman ka mantena.
Chapter 11, verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
Pasal 11 ayat 1. Hatina percayanya eta panteng kana diarep-arep, yakin kana ayana hiji perkara senajan kupanon henteu katenjo.
Verse 6 of the same chapter. But without faith it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
Tatak mun henteu percaya mah mustahil eta teh. Mong hayang datang ka Allah, kudu percaya yen mantena aya cumeneng, jeung kudu percaya yen mantena bae semapain pahla kanu temen tinemen milari mantena.
This is a great chapter on the exploits of faith.
Ieu teh hiji pasal nu hebat ngeunaan iman luar biasa.
You find the word faith mentioned at least 22 times in this chapter.
Iman disebutkeun dina pasal ieu ayat 22 kali.
And reference to faith is found another 10 or 15 times.
Aya kaitana sareng iman ayat 10 atara 15 kali.
We find by faith Abel, by faith Enoch, by faith Noah, by faith Abraham.
Urang menakan kumaha iman Habil, Henok, Enoh, Ibrahim.
By faith Sarah. By faith Sarah.
Iman Sarah.
By the faith Jacob and Joseph and Moses.
Iman Yakub, Yusuf sareng Musa.
He Rahab.
Okay, Rahab.
And what it says in verse 32, and what more shall I say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon, and of Barak, and of Samson, and of Jephthah, and of David, and of Samuel, and the prophets.
Ayat 32, rek terus nataan contoh-contoh kawas kitu, matak beak waktu, sebab loba kene, kayaning Gideon, Barak, Simpson, Jephthah, Daud, Samuel, jeng para nabi.
Who through faith subdued kingdoms. wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions.
Iman kepercayaanana aranjeunna mampu nempuh kerajaan-kerajaan jeung ngahontal anu diperintahkeun ku Allah. Mampu ngonci sungut singa.
Quench the violence of fire, escape the edge of the sword, and out of weakness were made strong. Wax valiant in faith, turn to flight the armies of the aliens.
Mampu nyirup amukan sene peris lolos tina seket pedang, tekungsi kasambut, senajan aranjena golongan lemah, tapi sanggup ngahontal kaunggulan, tandang, peperangan, sanggup ngekembur pasukan musuh.
Women received their dead raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection.
Mampu nyirup kalingitan kaum lelaki sepisa marulang di medan sirit sasat keluar, di ingkon pae, lianti eta kajen pae, kun panyiksa lantaran percaya pe sudang di ngahontal hirup anuluih sa.
This chapter is a chapter of the heroes of faith.
Pasal ieu ngeunaan pahlawan-pahlawan iman.
Where faith changed circumstances.
Di mana iman ngarubih situasi kaayaan.
Here we find the definition of faith in verse 1. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
Katasan iman ayat 1, artinya percayanya eta panteng kana di arep-arep, yakin kana aya hiji perkara sanajan ku panon teu katenjo.
In one of the big dictionaries in English, Webster's dictionary says faith is a spiritual acceptance of truth and realities not certified by human reason.
Tina salah saeji kamus bahasa Inggris kamus Webster disarukeun iman teh nampi bebenaran sareng kanyatan-kanyatan secara rohani sanes dumasar kana alasan manusia.
T.L. Osborne says faith is a title deed to property you bought before you saw it.
Osborne nyarioskeun iman teh hak ku bumi anu parantos sigale.
A brother Castellazo, one of our soldiers in Mexico, has another definition of faith. He said faith is like climbing up on the highest diving board and diving off into the swimming pool, knowing there's no water in the pool when your feet leave the board.
Iman teh sapertos naik papan selam nung pangluhurna sareng ngarelep ka kolam terang yang ayat cai di kolam atau sampean sederek luncat tina papan.
If God doesn't flood the pool, it'll be your last dive.
Kami kusian terminuhan kolam, ia bersianten ngarelep nad sederek anu panungtung.
He also said faith is like painting the second story of a house and the ladder falls out under you and you hang suspended in midair by the paintbrush.
Iman sapatas alminung ngecat di loteng tingkat dua tarajena murak kahandap sederek ngagantung di luhur bari nyanda kuas.
In other words, faith is just believing that God won't lie.
Iman mung percanten yen Gusti moal ngabohong.
And the 7,000 promises in this book.
7,000 janji dina kitab ieu.
And Paul says the promises of God are yea and amen to them that believe.
Paulus yang janji Allah teh mohon sareng leres ka anu percanten kamasna.
How we need to live conscious that we have a supernatural God.
Urang kada sadar urang teh kagungan Allah nu supraalami.
No wonder Daniel said in Daniel 11:32, they that know their God shall do exploits.
Kenal Gusti bari tetep.
Be strong and do exploits.
Teheran Daniel nyarios dina Daniel 11:32, kiat sareng bari tindak.
God is looking for a people that will live and give beyond the possible.
Gusti nuju milarian jalmi-jalmi nu bari hirup sareng masian nu teu mungkin.
Love is the door and faith is the key to this lifestyle.
Tanya teh panto, iman kunci tina gaya hirup sapertos kieu.
The Christian walk is a life of faith from new birth to heaven's portals.
Perjalanan hirup orang Kristen nyaeta hirup ku iman, tingawitan dipaparkeun deui dugi ka kapura-kapura sawarga.
4 times we find the word the sentence the just shall live by faith.
4 kali kalimah jalema bener baris hirup ku iman.
Habakkuk 2:4 Romans 1:17.
Habakkuk 2 ayat 4, Roma 1:17.
Romans 1:17. Galatians 3:11.
Galatia 3 ayat 11.
And where we've just read Hebrews 10:38.
Ibrani 10 ayat 36. Nu bade di aos.
No wonder John the Apostle said in 1 John 5:4, this is the victory overcometh the world, even our faith.
Teheran Rasul Yohanes nyaraskeun dina hiji Yohanes 5 ayat 4, ieu teh kaunggulan nu ngalehkeun dunya.
God is challenging us to live beyond the possible.
Pasti nuju nang tang urang kanggo hirup ngalangkungan mungkin.
If God is a miracle God, He should have a miracle family.
Kami kasi anu ngadamel mujizat keluarga oke nu mujizat.
And how we need to recognize that the miracles authenticate our message.
Kuma orang perlu juga kenal yang mujizat-mujizat teh ngesahkan pesan orang.
But our character authenticates our person.
Nah, sifat orang ngesahkan pribadi orang.
So we need to keep the principles of God where we can see the promises of God work in our lives.
Orang kadanya pengprinsip-prinsip Allah di mana orang tiasa ningali janji-janji Allah dibuktoskeun dina hirup orang.
You see, a man of faith sees invisible, believes incredible, and receives impossible.
Seorang nu iman ningali anu henteu katingali percanten kana hal-hal luar biasa.
Impossible. And receive it, lo impossible.
Tapi hal-hal nu mustahil.
I glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
It makes life worth living.
Yang ada mal hirup ayah hartosna.
Faith in God is still the only hope of this judgment-bound world.
Pangharapan dina dunya anu kaiket ku hukuman.
Faith in God will put a sprint in your step and a run in your way.
Nengin ngawitan ding ka sederek.
Somebody, I got a few one-liners on faith. I think they can be translated.
Tapi ngaduan sebera contoh iman anu meryoki di garis handapan. Emutan nabi etab tiada diterjemahkan.
When faith goes to market, she takes a basket.
Atos iman angkat ke pasar, anjana nyandak hiji karanya.
Take uru. And when faith prays for rain, she takes an umbrella.
Atos pasti waktu iman menedak nyuhunkan hujan, anjana nyandak hiji payung.
Feed your faith by the word of God and your doubts will die of starvation.
Pasian tuang iman saderek ku pangadika Gusti sareng asa-asa saderek baris maut kalaparan.
God is looking for men and women of faith.
Pasti nuju milarian istri sareng pamaget nu iman.
Or Robert said, doubt and do without it, believe it and receive it.
Lakukan aya eta ting percanten sareng senampi eta. Hatur nuhun.
Gracias. Bien dicho, hermano. God has always had a people of faith.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. This book is a book of the exploits of men and women and women of faith. Abraham and Sarah believed for a son when according to the their age it was impossible.
Ibrahim sareng Sarah percantanian baris ngagaduhan saurang putra anumutkeun yuswa mah mustahil.
That's found in Genesis 17:15-17.
Jadi na kejadian 17 ayat 15 juga 17.
Moses moved extended a rod and opened up the Red Sea.
Musa nyodorkeun itekna melah laut merah.
Probably had to open up about 3 miles wide for that bunch to get through in the night.
Laut perjuangan di berasal salagati lumil supaya rombongan tertiasa ngalangkung di waktu sabengi.
If they'd have walked across the Red Sea in two by twos, it would have been a line 800 miles long.
Pameran jenah mentasan laut merah dua-duaan, ia baris ngabentuk barisan 800 mil panjangna.
Miles, como 1200 kilómetros.
1200 kilómetros.
And it would have taken them 35 days and night to cross the Red Sea. Oh, he just extended the rod and the God of miracles honored him. That's found in Exodus 14:21-22.
Keluaran 14:21-22.
And in Exodus 17:6, Moses got water out of a dry rock.
Keluaran 17 ayat genep Musa ngaluarkeun cai tina cadas.
Rivers of water, torrents of water, the Bible says.
Cai nu luyu layah, cai nu ngalir rumutkeun Alkitab.
Joshua and Israel crossed the Jordan River flood time by faith.
Yosua sareng urang Israel mentasan walungan di Yordan dina kaayaan banjir ku iman.
Had you ever thought when those 12 priests started across the River Jordan carrying the ark, if just one priest had been afraid of catching a cold, he could have helped up 3 million people.
Antos entah saudara ngemut umpami 12 iman ngawitan mentasan walungan Yordan, barinya ndak takut perjanjian, bemaya seorang iman usian kena flu, biasa hente anjana mingpin tilu juta jalmi.
So it's necessary for us to live in a realm of faith.
Peryogi pisan orang hirup di alam iman.
D.L. Moody said, don't put a live chick under a dead hen.
Nyimpen anak hayam anu hirup di handapan indungna nupai.
No, no, un pollo. Un pollito muerto bajo una gallina. No hay que poner un pollito vivo bajo una gallina muerta. Under a live hen. In other words, if your group fights the power of God, find a group that believe in a supernatural God.
Dan pamit kelompok sadek ngalawan kawasa Gusti, pilaran kelompok nu pacanten kana kawasa Gusti nu supraalami.
Otherwise, you'll die with a hen.
Pamit hente sadek baris pupus pasos ayam indungna.
Gideon with 300, a man of faith.
Jadi ona angkat sareng 300 pamangkat nu iman.
And he won a great battle.
Nginggen perang eta.
Judges 6:7.
Hakim-hakim genep dikat 7.
David conquered Goliath by faith.
Daud ngelehkeun Goliat ku iman.
When he started toward Goliath, perhaps his big brother said this.
Atas anjeunna majeng mayunan Goliat manginten raka-rakanan nyarios kieu.
His big brother said, "Oh, little brother, that giant's so strong, you can't lick him."
Ujang rasa teh kuat pisan, ujang mal tiasa ngelehkeunana.
It's unworthy.
Kuat pisan.
And David says, "Oh, big brother, he's so big, I can't miss him."
Ah, margi langkung ageng serangan abdi moal nyalahan.
1 Kings 17. Elijah with the prophets of Baal.
Elia sareng napi-napi Baal. Raja-raja 18.
And he won a great victory. He said, "Let the God that answers by fire be God."
Anjana kinging, saurna, Gusti nu ngawalerku sene anjana teh Gusti.
And consequently, he God justified his faith.
Akibatna Gusti ngaleskeun imana.
That's in 1 Kings 18.
Dina hiji raja-raja 18.
Just living beyond the possible, the book's full of it.
Hirup ngalangungan nu mustahil, kitab ieu pinuh ku hal-hal sapertos kieu.
The three Hebrew children in the fiery furnace, just living by faith, taking a stroll in the flames.
Tilu pamuda Yahudi dina seuneu nu hurung hirup ku iman, maparina seuneu nu hurung.
And as found in Daniel chapter 3:6.
Daniel pasal 3.
3. And then Daniel walking in the lion's den. Daniel 6.
Daniel mapa di gua singa. Daniel genep.
He had a great night of rest.
Kulmati berapisan sawa bengi.
He went around feeling which lion was the fattest to make the best pillow.
Urulingan milarian singa anu kendut dijantankan bantal.
Just living beyond the possible.
Melangkungan mustahil.
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God is looking for a people that will live and give beyond the possible.
Gusti nuju milayan jalmi-jalmi anu kersa hirup masihan anu mustahil.
Because he's a miracle God.
Kumatna Allah nu ngadamel mujizat.
And he looks for a miracle family.
Kumatna warga anu baris nampi mujizat.
Many people living beyond the possible in the 20th century.
Jalmi anu baris hirup ngalangkungan anu mustahil di abad 20.
Faith in God still does the same that it's always done.
Imani lebet Gusti masih asami sareng anu kapunggurina dinten ieu.
I think about I heard Lorne Cunningham speak about when they were getting the ship Anastasis ready to go from port to port in Greece.
Abdi ngadangu leureun Cunningham nyayos waktos naik kapal Anastasis di pelabuhan ka pelabuhan di Yunani.
And they ran out of food.
Aranjeunna saeupeun tuangan.
And there was a girl down on the beach praying.
Aya saurang wanoja di basisir nuju nanenda.
And big fish began to jump out of the Mediterranean Sea on the beach.
Aya lauk luncat ka basisir.
8,003. 2 tons of fish.
2 ton lauk.
They picked up one great fish, big fish, threw him back into the Mediterranean, and he jumped back out.
Banyana mulung lauk nu ageung dialung gede ka laut tengah, tapi lauk teh balik deui.
He had a call to the ministry.
Anjeunna parantos nampi panyaur kanggo ngalayanan.
He would not be denied. Oh, just living beyond the possible.
Ngalangkungan nu mustahil.
Hallelujah. Down in Mexico, I knew a man.
Di jurang Meksiko abdi kenal seorang pamegat.
He'd go from village to village preaching.
Jana angkat di desa ka desa khutbah.
Just a rancher.
seorang peternak.
And one day he was in a village and an enemy of the gospel sicked a great big bulldog on him.
Kejirintenan jena ya di hiji desa musuh Injil nyimpen anjing bulldog di payunanana.
And he turned and said, "In the name of Jesus Christ, I rebuke you, dog."
Ya ningali terasnya riwasi lebat nami Yesus Kristus kami ngambek kamane anjing.
And the dog fell over dead in the middle of the street.
Anjing teh ngagubrak.
Mert.
Pae di tengah jalan.
The man saw his dog giving his last kicks.
Kita bama keningali anjing natras di stadion.
The next day, the man with the dead dog came with a gun in his hand.
Kita satas nanu kagungan anjing teh dongkap sarang nyadak pedih.
On his horse.
Naik kuda.
He said, why did you kill my dog?
Karena ku naon mane mahiane ta anjing.
Said, I didn't kill him. He said, yes, you did.
Kalona.
He said, what?
Nya mane anu mahian.
He said, what word did you use?
Kecap-kecap naon ku anjing diucapkan teh.
Said, if you don't get out of here, sir, I'm going to use that same word on you and your horse.
Anjing seangkat dia juragan. Api baris gunakan kecap-kecap nusami kanggo anjing sarang.
And he took off galloping, gun in his hand.
Anjing angkat, naik kuda, berjalan di panangan.
Faith in God still scatters devils.
Iman di dapat Gusti iblis babu rencai.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, living beyond the possible.
Hirup ngalangkungan mustahil.
In the earthquake in Mexico City in 1985.
Imut gempa di Mexico tahun 1985.
I was there.
Abdi ayah dirinya.
And there was a Christian nurse in the general hospital.
Seorang pemegat Kristen di rumah sakit umum.
She was on the 11th floor.
Ayana di tingkat 11.
And as the building began to fall.
Patos gedung eta ngawitan runtuh.
She said, "Oh Lord, save me."
Tornado Gusti selamatkan abdi.
In a moment's time, God translated that Christian woman across the city of Mexico to the safety of her own apartment.
Ditakane Gusti ngalihkeun eta istri Kristen ka pentasan kota Meksiko tempat nu aman nyaeta apartemen nyalira.
And didn't charge her airfare.
Anjeunna dihuntan ongkosna.
Oh God, hallelujah, he's a God that lives. He's a living God and he's looking for people who believe he's a miracle God. Just living beyond the possible. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I was preaching in Brazil. They told me about a group of commanders. They would go to a town and begin to preach and they'd preach on the street till they won a congregation. And they went to this town and they're looking for a place to plug in the PA system and they plugged into a post there in the town.
Angkat ke kota ieu teras milari hiji tempat kanggo masang pengeras suara, masang stiker di tihang kota.
Cupi. And so they plugged in and preached for 2 hours.
Ngalebetkeun stiker sareng khutbah selama 2 jam.
The police came.
Polis datang.
They said, "Where did you get the current?"
Dumaros, di mana nginginkeun arus listrik?
They said, "We took the favor of borrowing current from the city here. We plugged into that post."
Karena nambuti kota nyolokkeunana kana tihang eta.
They said, "You're crazy."
Karena gelo.
"Look up a little ways."
Tinggal ka jalan alit eta.
"That cable's been cut for 10 years."
Apa karena si potong salami 10 tahun.
But God didn't know it. Oh, living beyond the possible. Glory and honor and praise and majesty be to the God of the universe, our God. And He's looking for people that live beyond the possible.
Why,
I was preaching in Cuba.
In
1994.
1984.
And they told me about, they presented, and I met a man there with a Christian worker, a woman that had seen a great miracle. Some Canadian missionaries went to visit her. And she said, "I'd like to take you out to visit some of the believers, but there's no gasoline in the gasoline station."
Istrinya Rios abdi bade ngajak sadek nepangan sadek seiman nanging henteu aya bensin di agen.
And she said, "But I do have 3 liters of white gas at home. Let's put that in. That'll take us 3 kilometers.
Rong aya 3 liter di rorompok isikeun bae. Urang tiasan mapah 3 kilo.
So they started pouring us 3 liters of gasoline in a 60-liter empty tank.
Bensin tadi lebetkan kanu tangki anu sakedahan 60 liter.
And spilled gasoline, filled it up and spilled gasoline all over the floor.
Bensin anu dugi ka luber ka tembok.
This Canadian lady said, "Let's go tell the church."
Kareta istri hayu orang kesaksian di gereja.
Said, "Oh no, they think we got the gasoline on the black market and put me in jail."
Baru kekaranya nang emot orang kenging bensin di pasar kenging maling abdi biasa lebet ka penjara.
But she said, "Calm down, sister. This is just the third time God has done this."
Tenang bae, teh. Katilu kali nang sing ada memudia.
Oh, living beyond the possible. That's our God. That's our God's people.
Hirup dina mustahil ieu Gusti urang ieu.
God is challenging us to a new dimension of living. He's wanting us to see how big He is. He says, "Behold, I'm the Lord God of all flesh. Is anything too hard for me?" That's found in Jeremiah 32:27. God is a God of the supernatural God. He's a supernatural God. And he's looking for a supernatural family that will believe it. He's challenging us to live beyond the possible. In Jeremiah 33:3, he says, "Call upon me and I will answer thee.
Ageroka kami baris ngajawab anjeun.
And I'll show you great and glorious things that thou knowest not."
Hal-hal anu luhung, anu henteu kapahaman, hal-hal anu maneh henteu nyaho.
What did Jesus tell Mary and Martha at the tomb of Lazarus?
Anu ku Yesus didawuhkeun ka Maria sareng Martha di kuburan Lazarus.
He said, "Have I not said unto thee, if thou wouldest but believe, thou wouldest see the glory of God?"
Lain geus dibejakeun ka aranjeun. Mun marane percaya beres nempo kamulian Allah.
And Lazarus came out of the tomb.
Lazarus keluar ti kuburan.
Living beyond the possible.
Hidup ngalangkungan mustahil.
Praise and glory be unto God.
Kamulian kang Gusti.
God is challenging us to dare to believe for the supernatural in our lives.
Urang mantun percanten kana hal-hal nu supraalami dina hirup urang.
In Isaiah 54.
In Yesaya 54.
In Isaiah 54.
Yesaya 54.
This is the challenge he gives us.
Ya tantangan dipasikeun ka urang.
Verse 2 and 3.
Ayat 2 sareng 3.
"Enlarge the place of thy tent, and let them stretch forth the curtains of thine habitations. Spare not, lengthen thy cords, and strengthen thy stakes."
Jema maneh kudu dilegaan, tambang-tambangna panjangan, pancuh-pancuhna sing parageuh.
"For thou shalt break forth on the right hand and on the left, and thy seed shall inherit the Gentiles, and make the desolate cities to be inhabited."
Bakal ngalegaan kali tu kadieu, rakyat mane bakal marulang deui ka taneuh nu ayeuna keur diandih ku bangsa-bangsa cecen, kota-kota nu geus sarawung bakal padet ku jelema.
Oh, God is warning us to think big, stand tall, walk straight, and live holy.
Gusti mika hoyong urang ngemutkeun hal anu ageung, mapah, majeng sareng hirup suci.
And that we walk in the light of His Word. He's telling us what He told Martha and Mary. "Have I not said unto thee, thou wouldest but believe, thou wilt see the glory of God?" Whatever you're reaching for, God is bigger than the challenge before you.
Nempo kamulian Allah. Non bae nu bae dicapai Gusti langkung ageung tibatan tantangan di payunan saderek.
Quit telling God how big your mountain is and tell your mountain how big God is.
Lare lirian masian terangka Gusti kumaha ageungna masalah saderek, kamasalah saderek carioskeun yen Gusti teh agung.
God is challenging us to believe Him for this for miracles in our lives.
Tenang tang saderek kanggo percantan ka anjeunna kanggo mujizat-mujizat dina hirup saderek.
It takes faith to live in this realm.
Karyogi iman kanggo hirup di alam ieu.
For without faith, we cannot delight God's heart.
Tanpa iman, orang moal tiasa nyenangkan Gusti.
Everybody that talks about faith hasn't got faith. Some people remind me of the little boy, of the young man deeply in love. And he was writing his girlfriend. She lived in the same town he did. He didn't have to write her a letter. He could have walked to her house. But he wrote her a letter of love. He said, "Oh, I love you so much, dear, that I would cross the widest sea just to look into your precious eyes." I love you so much, I'd go in the deepest mind just to touch your sweet hand.
Tapi tepo gua bisa nuki ka kersa lebet ka terowongan paling jero mong kanggung ngusap pananganu nu lemes.
I love you so much I'd climb the highest mountain just to hear your voice.
Naik ka gunung luhur mong kanggo ngadangukeun swanten eneng.
I can't live without you.
Iya sahirup mun teu aya eneng.
He signed his name.
Namina diserat.
Then he put PS.
Nyimpen numbang berita.
If it doesn't rain, I'll see you Saturday night.
Mami hente hujan malam minggu pada dongkap.
He was willing to be a sailor.
Anjana hayang janten saurang pelaut.
A mountain climber.
Saurang anu naik gunung.
A miner.
Kalian.
But he was not willing to get wet for the love of that woman.
Anjana alimbasa demi cinta aku wanoja eta.
A lot of people talk about a faith they haven't got.
Anjana iman nangi anjana hente ngalaman eta.
But faith in God is still the only hope of this world.
Iman ka gusti hiji cina harapan di dunia ieu.
And we can't grow in God unless we dare believe Him for things we haven't reached yet, haven't attained yet.
Jika orang percantankan jenang ngalakukan hal-hal yang terbiasa, aku orang dilaksanakan nuti acan kahontal.
A faith that costs nothing and risks nothing is worth nothing.
Iman hente ayah hartosna sarang upami hente ayah resiko hente ayah hartosna.
I heard this true story. Halfway between Laredo, Texas and Monterrey, Mexico, there's a town called Sabinas Hidalgo, Nuevo León.
Laredo, Texas, sarang Monterrey, aya hiji kota anu namina Sabinas Hidalgo, Nuevo León.
And these two Christian workers have been out preaching in the mountains.
Dua padamna Kristen nembe muli kotbah di gunung-gunung.
And they came into Sabinas and they were hungry but broke.
Aranya naduki ka Sabinas lapar nanging hente kagungan artos.
The one with the face says, "Let's go." A lot of tourists always stop there to eat. He said, "Let's go in this first class restaurant and let's eat."
Lasa orang nu imanyeros seur turis liren di dieu sareng taruang, hayo orang lebet ka restoran sareng orang tuang.
Another one said, "What are we going to pay with?"
Aranu sanesna kunaon mayarna.
He said, "I don't know, but the Bible says the labor is worthy of his hire."
Bagunau naing alkitab nyaruskan seorang pada melayak nampi buruhna.
And don't put a muzzle on an ox that treads out the corn.
Yang olah ngabarangus bibir sapi nuker.
Bosan. And so they walked in.
Dan tenaranya kelebet.
The one with the face, when the waitress came, he said, "I want a steak, this steak that covers a steak plate."
Kagungan imannya dia sabdi pesen stick nu sageng piring.
And she said, "And you, sir?"
Pemicurakan pesen naon?
He said, "Cafe Negro, por favor."
Kopi pahit baik.
He thought they won't put me in jail for a cup of coffee.
Kemudian beraku arek ngeceploskan ke panjara akibat sekelas kopi pahit.
But this man, when will he ever get out? When they discover he hadn't got the thing to pay?
Nah, jalmi ieu waktos anjeunna kaluar ti tegaduh nanaon kanggo mayar.
So one ate while the other one watched him.
Janten saurang tuang nu sanesna mung ningalikeun.
The one with the coffee didn't even ask for a second cup.
Ngaleut kopi malih henteu pesen kopi deui.
When he finished eating that big piece of meat,
atuh rengse nuang dagingna, palayan teh naros deui.
Then the waitress said, "What more do you want?"
Bade pesen naon di, Pak?
He said, "I want a half of an apple pie with 3 great balls of vanilla ice cream on top."
Katengah pi apel sareng es krim nu bulet di tengahna.
So and so when he got through eating,
itu satrasna anjeunna tuang.
He pulled out his billfold and started for the cashier.
Hari kloketnya baris mapah ke kasir.
And when he got there, he said, "How much do I owe you?"
Sepantas duki, sabar hutang abdi.
She said, "The bill has been paid, sir."
Balur kasir, pantas dibayar juragan.
He said, "Who paid it?"
Anu mang mayarkeun.
She said, "There was some American tourists eating at the same time you were eating."
Ayah sabar turis Amerika nuju tuang, oke.
And they noticed that you love God enough to bow your head and give thanks before you ate.
Aranjeun maratoskeun jeung juragan teh mikasih ka Gusti tumungkul sareng maneda sadadan tuang.
And they were so impressed they liquidated the bill.
Aranjeun sakitu kacengsem dugi ka aranjeun mayar bona.
Both of them went out with pains in their stomach.
Dua jalmi eta kaluar sareng nyeri patuangan.
One for overeating and the other not having dined.
Nu saurang kamerkaan, nu saurang deui acan emam.
Faith in God still delights heaven and causes pandemonium in hell.
Iman ka Gusti nyenangkeun surga sareng ngahebohkeun neraka.
Glory be unto God.
Kamulian ka Gusti.
God is looking for a people that will give, not only live but be willing to give beyond the possible.
Gusti nuju milari saurang anu ngan saukur hidup nanging hoyong masian ngalangkungan anu teu mungkin.
It's easy for some people to say, "Well, I've got $10, and if God wants it, He can have it."
Kanggo ngasap pada orang nyarios abdi kadu $10, sareng umpami Gusti mikahoyong anjeun tiasa nampina.
But it's another thing to promise $10 to heaven God.
Nang sanes umpami abdi janji $10 sareng abdi tegadu.
But God delights to honor faith.
Nang Gusti ngohormati iman.
If you've never promised anything beyond what you thought you can do.
Pemisarek teu pernah ngajanjikeun nanaon ngalangkungan nanaon anu sadarek.
Then there's a new dimension of living waiting for you.
Aya hiji dimensi enggal kahirupan anu ngantosan sadarek.
I call it creative faith giving.
Abi nyebut eta iman kanggo iman kreatif.
You make a promise.
Sadarek ngadamel janji.
For something you haven't got.
Nanaon anu sadarek teu gaduh.
For the glory of God.
Kanggo kamulian Allah.
And you expect the God of the supernatural to supply it.
Sadarek ngaharepkeun Gusti anu supra alami nyumpona.
And I've seen millions of dollars given all over the world with this kind of faith.
Abi parantos ningali jutaan dolar dipasikeun di salam dunya iman samodel kieu.
And God works. This is not just something for the United States of America or Europe.
Ieu sanes ngan kanggo Amerika tanapi Eropa.
It works all over the world.
Ieu sanes saalam dunya.
I've seen faith produced on the Amazon of Peru.
Abi parantos ningali iman anu ngahasilkeun di Amazon di Peru.
I've seen faith produced in the slums of Nairobi, Kenya.
Abi ningali iman anu ngahasilkeun di kawasan kumuh di Nairobi, Kenya.
I've seen faith produced in the islands of the Fiji Islands in the Pacific.
Abi ningali iman anu ngahasilkeun di Pulau Fiji di Pasifik.
I've seen faith produce money to do God's work in Colombia.
Iman anu ngahasilkeun kanggo ngalakukeun padamelan Gusti di Kolombia.
And thousands upon thousands in Guatemala and Mexico.
Gustamela sareng Meksiko.
Oh, we need to see that God wants a people of faith.
Oh, urang prayogi ningalian Gusti mikaho yang saurang anu iman.
Dare to do what you think you can't do and let God show you how big he is.
Sarek pikir sarek tetiasa lakukan sarang sawias Gusti nunjukkan kumaha agungna anjeuna.
If you don't take a step, God won't take a step.
Mami sarek tengah lingkah Gusti oge moal ngalingkah.
A walk of faith is like playing checkers.
Jalan iman seperti ulin checkers.
One moves and the other man moves.
Orang gerak anu sanesna ngiring gerak.
Takes two to play.
Ia perlu dua pemain.
If you don't move, God won't move.
Misarek tegerak Gusti tegerak.
But if you will move, God will show you how big He is.
Neng umpama misarek gerak Gusti baris nunjukkan sadarek kusakumaha agungna.
I was preaching in Kenya.
Abi nuju kota di Kenya.
About 80 miles from Nairobi.
Kita 80 mil di Nairobi.
And there was a church had the foundation but needed to finish the building.
Aya hiji gereja anu parantos mondasi nanging proyogi ngarengsekeun gedongna.
And so I was challenging the people to give to finish the church.
Nang tangkal kajalmi-jalmi kanggo ngarengsekeun wangunan gereja.
And one woman said, "I'll give an iron pot worth so much."
Seorang istri menyeros abdi baris masian pot besi anu mahal pangaosna.
And I will give 10 quarts of goat's milk. No, the same woman.
Seorang abdi baris masian 10 liter susu embe.
And I'll give one goat.
Abdi baris masian hiji embe.
And one hand embroidered tablecloth, and she knew the price of everything.
Taplak meja berdiri sareng anjeunna terang sabaraha pangos sadayana.
And she 150 shillings.
150 shilling.
A man there said, "I'll give 1 month's salary."
Seorang pamaka dirinya nyarios abdi pada masihan sapulan gaji.
He returned to Nairobi where he worked.
Anjeunna mulih ka Nairobi di mana anjeunna ngadamel.
He saw the opportunity to make an application for a better paying position.
Ningali kesempatan kanggo ngalamar pada melan sareng posisi anu langkung sae.
He was the least qualified.
Kualifikasina anu paling kirang.
He got the job.
Anjeunna kenging pada melan.
And then they paid him 6 months back pay.
Anjeunna mayar kena pelipat gaji sadacana.
Oh, glory to God.
Kamuliaan kanggo Allah.
He was moving in the realm of the supernatural.
Anjeunna nuju gerak ka alam supraalami.
We have a saying in Mexico.
Aya pribahasa di Meksiko.
When God gives you a blessing, He loans you a sack to take it home
in.
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. This is a lifestyle that lets you live in the realm of the supernatural. But if you won't risk it, God, you never put God to the test. We only have what we can give away. We only own what we can give away.
Orang mong kagungan naon anu tiasa ku urang dipasihkeun. Akeru.
Shout. When somebody goes along and preaches, "Everything God has is mine," oh, everybody applauds.
Terus angkat sareng kutbahkeun sagala kagungan Gusti teh kagungan abdi setiap jalmi keprok.
But when the other guy comes along and said, "Everything we have is God's," it doesn't seem to produce the same joy.
Terus sanes tongkap teras nyarios sagala kagungan urang teh kagungan Gusti oge teh aya nu gembira.
Ma. God is looking for a people that live and give beyond the possible.
Gusti nuju milari jalmi anu hirup masih anu mustahil. Abi nuju khotbah di.
I was preaching in Pennsylvania in the United States.
Pennsylvania di Amerika.
In a missions convention.
Aya hiji konferensi misi.
And on the overhead projector, we had the names of their missionaries and what they wanted to do for each one.
Dina OHP aya nami-nami sareng tugas misina.
And the amount of money for each one.
Jumlah hartos kanggo masing-masing.
And there was a new believer there.
Aya nembe tobat jadinya.
He didn't even have a job.
Alihan teu kagungan pada malam.
But he understood faith giving.
Nanging ngartos iman umasihan.
So he had his hand up for everything.
Ngangkat pananganna kanggo sadayana.
And I didn't remember, but they said I told him.
Abi teu imut aranjeunna nyarios jeung abi nyarios kieu.
One of two things is happening with you, brother.
Iki dina dua hal nuju ka janteran ka saderek.
You've got loose screws in your coconut.
Saderek gelo.
Or you're headed to be a millionaire.
Tapi saderek bari janten jutawan.
And so, I went back 4 or 5 years later.
Adi muli saparantos 4 ka 5 taun.
And somebody I didn't recognize grabbed me around the waist and cracked 3 ribs.
Ada seorang pemangkat nu abdi henteu kenal nepak abdi.
3 costillas. And so, he said, "Do you remember me?"
Taurna bapa imut kenah ka abdi?
I said, "No, I don't remember you."
Tu abdi tu imut.
He said, "I'm the man you said either I had loose screws in my coconut or I was headed to be a millionaire."
Abdi teh anu ku bapa disebutkeun geuleuh tapi janten jutawan.
He said the last part of your prophecy has come true.
Panungtung nubuatan ti bapa kajantenan.
In the last 4 years I've made $4 million.
Dina waktu 4 taun abdi hasil ngempelkeun $4 juta.
I said great is your responsibility and how you administered, friend.
Kalau nabi saderek tanggal Walder anu ageung kumaha ngaturna.
To whom much is given much is required.
Anu seueur dipasihan bari seueur. Dituntut.
God is looking for men and women that live and give beyond the possible.
Gusti nuju milarian jalmi istri pamangkat nu hoyong masih anu mustahil.
I was preaching in Parral, Chihuahua, in El Parral, Chihuahua, in Mexico.
Abi nuju khotbah di El Chihuahua di Mexico.
One man promised 120,000 pesos in that time.
Seorang pamangkat ngajanjikeun 1200 peso waktu sarita.
He didn't have it. Didn't have a job.
And
he was just married. And he told his wife, said, "You know, tomorrow we're going to fast and pay 1,000 pesos toward our promise."
Anjeun nyaos ka bojona, anjeun terang injing urang bade puasa sareng mayar 1000 peso kanggo nedunan jang ti urang.
And so they fast for the next day and he put 1000 pesos down.
Tenangna injingna saum sareng masukeun 1000 peso.
And God gave him a good job.
Pian ka anjeunna hiji pada melan usai.
And he ended up paying his promise.
Anjeun nedunan jang jina.
The next time I went he promised 300,000.
Atawa sana sa diangkat anjeunna ngajanjikeun 300,000.
The next time I went he promised 1,000,000. And God honored every promise.
Pas abdi angkat anjeunna ngajanjikeun.
Oh, when will we quit limiting God? When will we quit limiting God?
Kiraha urang baris liren ngabatesan Gusti. Liren ngabatesan Gusti.
We weren't called to live by sight. We were called to live by faith in the promises of God.
Urang tadi saur kanggo hirupku penglihatan nanging urang disaur kanggo hirupku iman dina janji-janji Gusti.
Dear friends, those of you that are watching this and listening to this message in different parts of the world, whether it be India or whether it be in Indonesia or in some other part of the world in Europe, let me tell you something.
Saya kan menuju nyaksikan sareng ngadangukeun pesan ieu di rupi-rupi bagian dunya.
If this message will work among the poorest of the poor,
Indonesia tanapi di bagian sanes Eropa, pambilsan ieu hasil anti antawis urang-urang miskin.
Then it'll work in your field. He'll help you to build your church.
Aris hasil di lahan saderek. Ya beres nulungan saderek ngawangun gereja saderek.
He'll give you the funds to get the equipment to do the job.
Ya beres masian saderek kena kanggo nginging perlengkapan kanggo ngalakukan padamelan.
Because God is saying, have I not said unto you, if you would but believe, you will see the glory of God.
Mari Gusti parantos nyarios kami ngus mere beja kamane lamun mane percaya beres ningal Allah.
Dare to live beyond the possible.
Pandan hirup ngalangkungan anu teu mungkin.
Just to give a personal testimony.
Kaukur kanggo masian kasaksian pribadi.
As I close, first notice.
Sementara saya penutup, masian terang muka hiji.
I was leaving, we were leaving Mexico City driving to see my parents in Mississippi, a distance of about 1,600 miles.
Abi nuju ningali ninggalkan kota Meksiko kanggo ngalong sepuh di Mississippi jarakna kirang langkung 1600 mil.
And a friend of mine says, Brother Wayne, we're having a convention of evangelists in Houston, Texas.
Rencangan nyeros ka abdi, abdi nuju ngayakeun konvensi penggilan di Houston, Texas.
And said, will you come by and we'd like to have you share something.
Anjeun nyeros ka santo nyimpang abdi bingang pami biasa ngarugikeun hiji hal.
So I had my wife and 3 children.
Abi angkat sareng pun bojo sareng anak keluan.
When we got to the Hilton Hotel,
pas abi lebet ka Hotel Hilton,
I had $13.
Atos abi $13.
And I hadn't even seen the man that invited me.
Abi teningal anung ngondang abi.
The room was $18 a day.
Tarif kamar teh $18 per hari.
But they didn't ask for a credit card or anything in advance. I had greater faith in people then than they have now.
Credit card atanapi uang muka. Ajena kudu iman ulangkung ageng kajal mitri waktu sarita tiba ayeuna.
So I went into the hotel. When they took up an offering, I had $13.
Dan abdi lebet ka hotel atas aya persembahan atas abdi $13.
So I put 10 in the offering.
Abdi ngalebetkeun $10.
If I've just got $10 between me and starvation, can you prove to me, can you give me any logical reason to belong the inevitable?
Kami abdi ngan kadu $10 atawa abdi sareng kalaparan. Nah, tiasa derek masian alasan anu logis kanggo.
Yeah, but to go home quicker.
Nunda hal anu tetiasa di hindaran.
But when I put the $10 in, nobody knew how much.
Asupkan $10 teu aya anu terang sabaraha jumlahna.
The brother saw me and put $50 in my hand.
Ali abi sareng masihan $50 kana panangan.
I didn't know whether that was to pay the hotel or not.
Teu terang naha eta kanggo mayar hotel atawa pisanes.
But every offering, every day there was an offering.
Nah, tiap dinten aya persembahan.
We were going to be there Sunday night and Monday night and leave Tuesday.
Abi aya didinya Minggu sareng Senin ini abdi angkat dinten Salasa.
I got up Tuesday morning and I had $21.
Abdi buka Salasa injing sareng abdi gaduh $21.
I said, devil draw nigh, I've got a word for you.
Abdi ngeros iblis abdi boga pesen.
He wasn't very far away.
Anjana terjauh.
He didn't have to bring his lunch.
Perlu nyandak bekal kanggo makan siang.
I said, I'm going to give away this $21, devil.
Penyeros abdi baris masihan $21 ieu iblis.
And only you and God and I are going to know it.
Ani iblis sareng Gusti anu terangan.
I'm going to make you out a liar.
Abdi bari ngusir pendusta.
Or I'm the biggest fool ever thought he lived by faith. My wife had a little change. I didn't even mention it to her. When they passed the offering bucket, I put the $20 in.
Atas kotak persembahan diedarkan, Abi ngelebetkan $20.
And the brother that invited me wasn't even in the building.
Undang Abi langkung tak ada di gedung eta.
He tapped me on the shoulders and said, "Brother Myers, I'm going to pay the hotel."
Yang nepuk tonggong sarang nyaros pak, Abi baris mayar hotel.
I said, "Devil, did you hear that?"
Ibis ngadengi eta seur Abi.
Then that afternoon he's raising up an offering to go to Lima, Peru for a campaign.
Rajina siang anjena ngempelkan persembahan kanggo angkat ke Lima, Peru kanggo hijip.
He said, "How many want to give $100? And before I realized that I had my hand up, I didn't have a dime, 10 cents. One of Satan's associates got on my shoulder. One of Satan's associates said, "You nodhead, you, where are you going to get $100? I screamed, "Increase my promise to
200.
And so, they took us in a room to get the money. And he was picking up $100 bills.
Lembaran 100 dolar.
I said, "Oh Lord, I made the promise in your name. If you don't come through quick, we're going to both be embarrassed." Right before he got to me, there was a housewife there sitting that knew us, our intercessor. She didn't live in
Houston.
But she said, right before they got to me, she said, "If you got a blank draft," said, "I'd like to have the privilege of paying Brother Myers his 200.
Anjana pas datang gerak Nabi nah sare kada fucher abi hoyong mang mayarkeun janji Pak Mayer anu $200.
Did you hear it, devil?
Nah maneh ngadenge setan.
We left with everything paid.
Abi angkat sareng sagala anu parantos dibayar.
I went in the gasoline station.
Angkat ka agen bensin.
I said, "Honey, if you got any change in your purse?"
Aya artos receh dompet anjen.
We still had to go 500 miles.
Abi kada 6500 mil deui.
She said $3.67. That'll give enough gasoline to get to Beaumont, where we're going to spend the night. When we got to Beaumont, the lady we were going to stay with, really, she was in the car with us because she had come up to Houston to spend the day with us. We were going back to her house. And she said, "Brother Wayne, I must be getting old." I've got a check made out to you for 3 weeks and never did send it to Mexico. God is a God of the supernatural. My relatives never given me more than the time of day gave me an offering on that trip. But at that time they did. Live to give. Live beyond the possible. Give beyond the possible. And you'll see your dreams fulfilled. God bless you.
Sederek beres ningali impenan sederek kenyataan, terus tinggal perkenan sederek.